Now, it's been a big year for your operation, full stop, and here you are enjoying, reaping the rewards of having a gala night here at Olympia, but it's been special, hasn't it?
Well, it's a special year because we're nearly finished fundraising for our horse riding centre, nearly reached the target of £1.75 million. So we're really hoping that the centre will be finished in the next year, hopefully by November 2011.
It's caused a stir, hasn't it? People have taken note of what's it's trying to achieve and do to the people of London.
You know, the Ebony Horse Club has proved that anyone can ride and succeed in it, and riding is really for everybody. And I hope that other people will take note, will be inspired by what we've done, and, you know, spread the word, because riding's often seen as an elitist sport, which is not. It's not an elitist sport. 3 million people in Britain ride regularly, but we have to show that we're reaching out to still more people, because it does have this image of being an elitist sport.
What tends to be the reaction from people in the area to it? I mean, is it overwhelming positive, or do you have to get through that negativity that you talk about?
There's never been any negativity in Brixton about riding, because they didn't have the chance to do it. What one thing we found out when we formed the club, many parents had wanted to do it when they were a child, but there was absolutely no way they could. There's never been any negativity, it's just positivity, really. And it's not a big thing anymore, because children want to do it from 3 years old, from 4 years old they want to put their name on the waiting list. It's something that is just accepted that everyone does now.
And here you're talking about, you know, 1.7 million, 5 million, whatever it is you're trying to, your target. Everyone's battling to get those charity money. Have you found it easier than you would have thought in these considered recessionary times to get the cash?
It's been very difficult. It's taken us 7 years, but a lot of people coming on board to help us, including Sport England and the British Equestrian Federation. I think the way, if people want guidance, you know, be the best, be the absolute best, then people will still fund you.
And for you, obviously, you get the FEI award as well, so it all puts you in the spotlight. So now you've got to build on that, and obviously seeing the kids here, they're loving it. There is a lot of positives to come out of this.
And getting the FEI award is really, you know, great, because for years and years we were in the wilderness, just going. For 15 years we've been going. Most of the time people didn't know about us. We're just struggling on our own, and I think for one reason or another, just in the last 2 or 3 years, the equestrian world is really reaching out to people in the inner city. I just would urge people, you know, to do it more, you know, in Manchester, in Liverpool, wherever you're living, you know, reach out to your local young people, because they do want to ride. They may not ask to, or they may not talk about it, but that's because they think it's totally out of reach.
Is that part of the Olympic legacy in a way, because Greenwich is going to be the venue, it's not too far from Brixton, there's a natural sort of synergy there?
We are an Olympic legacy project, thanks to the British Equestrian Federation. We are taking it very seriously. You know, if we can help with equestrianism spread to more people, like every other sport in Britain is doing that, then, you know, that's good. Well, it's good, but fortunately our people don't need to be inspired by the Olympics, they're inspired already, but, you know, it's all good.